From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Luis Hernandez. The annual legislative session starts tomorrow, setting the stage for 60 days of action in the Capitol. But as Margie Menzel reports, part of the action will be across the street at the state's highest court.
The Florida Supreme Court will hear arguments Wednesday in a fierce legal battle about whether lawmakers violated the state constitution when they drew congressional districts. Voting rights groups will argue that the legislature violated a constitutional amendment aimed at preventing gerrymandering. The legislature, meanwhile, will hold opening ceremonies Tuesday morning, and Governor Rick Scott will give his State of the State address at 11 a.m. Then lawmakers will take up such measures as tax cuts, standardized testing, prison reform, medical marijuana, child protection, and an alternative to the Affordable Care Act called A Healthy Florida Works. They'll also take up a plan for Amendment 1, the constitutional amendment to set aside money for conservation, which voters passed overwhelmingly in November. I'm Margie Menzel in Tallahassee.
A new report from the Leroy Collins Institute, a government policy think tank, warns of a potential crisis looming if local governments fail to pay now for health benefits that are promised to employees once they retire. Carol Weissert, the Institute's director, says the number of people retiring is increasing at the same time that the overall cost of health care is going up.
We're just kind of raising the issue that when you make these promises, and you have to fulfill them, of course, you should also be setting aside some money so you're not really depending on future generations to pay for these costs that you're really obligating today.
According to the report, the current unfunded health benefit liability in Florida is almost $8.4 billion. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Luis Hernandez.